Closing letters. Now that you've written a letter to yourself, I wanted to provide some letters of my own. These are designed to provide specific advice to people in the different roles that recruiting leaders often serve. You can look through them until you find the letter written for your role, or you can listen to them all. There's a lot of value in knowing what others need as well. Letter to CEOs. Start with your personal brand. The data supports you are likely not executing around this correctly and lack the digital talent on your marketing team needed to maximize building your brand. Your company's growth over the next decade will depend on you leading the way in this. If you model it well, you'll be able to ask your leaders to follow. Remember what John Ledger, CEO of T-Mobile, said. The change at T-Mobile needed to start with me. So likewise, the change at your company has to start with you. Secondly, if you want to grow, you must find dynamic leaders. You must understand your company is not your product. Not that your company value proposition doesn't matter, it does. But even the most innovative and remarkable offering will not circumvent static leaders. Your people are your product. To grow, you will need the most dynamic leaders in the market. Start here. If you find the best leaders, you will have the product available, and you will not have any problems recruiting top talent. Lastly, our millennials want to grow. They want to lead. They want more. With 75% of the marketplace in 2025 being millennials, you need to build a company they want to be a part of. Develop them and give them opportunities to grow, and they will stay. Give them ownership of what you are building, and they will lean in. Represent all of this on social media, and you won't have to recruit the best. You will attract the best. You need dynamic leaders, and dynamic leaders aren't born. They are developed. Letter to recruiting leaders. If you want to grow, you must become dynamic. You are the product. Improve yourself as a product, and you will become more attractive. It's easy to feel like we are juggling too much to invest time in recruiting. You easily have 12 to 15 balls in the air right now. Here is a simple game plan that will help you stay on track. 1. Identify the few things that matter most. You listen to this book, so I assume recruiting must be one of those things. Don't let it fall to the wayside while you juggle other responsibilities. 2. Once you know what matters most, say no to everything else immediately at first. You can always come back and say yes later. To become great, you must say no to the good so that you can achieve the extraordinary. 3. Focus on fewer things and do them better. Once you know what is most important, do more of those things instead of just adding more and more to your plate. Think of it like being at a buffet. You want to fill your plate with your favorite foods instead of just adding a little of everything. 4. Want to take a 12-week course that will help you jumpstart your efforts? It is available through our resources found at the end of the book. Letter to recruiters. To succeed, you must align your talents with CEOs who understand they must find dynamic leaders. You must also align yourself with dynamic leaders. The leader is the product you are selling, not the company. Get to know your leaders so well that you can portray them as being the most interesting people in the world. Develop your own personal brand and humanize yourself to those you're recruiting. Develop yourself to be able to bring them value. And remember, you can become dynamic yourself. Letter to static leaders. If you listened to this and found yourself putting check marks in the boxes of a static leader, someone who isn't growing or seeking growth, then don't be discouraged. That took a ton of self-awareness, which is where change always begins. You can change your brand. It will take a lot of commitment and hard work, like it does turning the flywheel, but I've seen leaders come back from being static in a short time frame. So here is your game plan. 1. Take a seat at the information highway. You most likely don't understand the digital world. You must learn this and learn this quickly. Seek out books, podcasts, events, and anything else that allows you to accelerate your learning around this. 2. You must elevate your core value system. I have found that one way to do this is to fight for clarity on what it is. Most leaders don't know their top 3 or 4 core values. Without knowing what your core values are, how can you defend and honor them? You can find a core value exercise on our resources page at the end of this book. Dynamic leaders have clarity around who they are. 3. You must become more valuable. Refocus your effort on how to share value. As recruits have more digital access to leaders, you must be able to showcase your own worth. Most leaders need to get outside of their circle of comfort. One step would be to stop attending industry events for the next 2 years and only attend events that will give you an edge. If you want to rebrand, you need to freshen yourself up and grow. Here is an excellent daily affirmation for you. The current version of me is not hireable by the 10-year better version of me. Letter to Dynamic Leaders. The world needs you. As a father to 4 children ages 9 to 20 at the time of this writing, I'm rooting for you to lean in. I know they will look to leaders like you over the coming decades for direction. Be clear on what this generation wants from a leader. Simply said, they want more than what most are able or willing to give. I encourage you to elevate self-care as you will be in enormous demand. You will not be able to sustain being all in if you don't care for yourself well. I have found 3 self-care ingredients that lead to being all in for long windows of time. 1. Our energy comes from what we eat. Eat well. 2. Our mindset comes from what or who we listen to. Choose carefully. 3. Our relationships increase or decrease our capacity. They are not neutral. Be intentional in who you surround yourself with. Then be all in on digital. Take the time to understand social platforms. As new ones appear, be willing to learn them. They may become the next LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok. You will be able to recruit any size team when you let this be an accelerator for you. Use this cheat code, and anything is possible. The major lesson we can all learn might sound a little familiar. Be yourself. How often have we heard that in our lives? I remember telling it to my kids when they each started school and were worried they wouldn't make friends. Just be yourself. I don't say this flippantly. I know that sometimes being ourselves can be a much more monumental task than we think it is. This concept is especially true in our working lives when there are often so many rules, both spoken and unspoken, about how we're expected to behave. Being yourself and understanding who that is no easy task. Discovering who we really are at our core takes time and effort. I've shared some success stories, but here's a story about what happens when we don't identify who we are and what our why is. We'll call this client John. Last year, I was in a conversation with John, a coaching client who had lost all motivation and was looking for some clarity. He was actually a referral from another coaching client who thought John needed my help. As I said, it was pretty clear that this guy had no motivation left. I would present ideas, and he just couldn't seem to activate them. One day we were trying to get to the bottom of his main problem, and I started asking about his intrinsic why. There wasn't one. He had an extrinsic motivator, which was money. Well, he'd achieved that. Just that year, he'd gotten a 7-figure sign-on bonus from his current company. But he was worried. After a few months, his numbers weren't representative of his production before he'd signed on. He simply wasn't getting the business that he historically had in the past. What it looked like to me, as the coach, was that he was frozen in place. He was scared, but that fear had frozen him, and he didn't have any motivation to jolt him out of it. On the day we were trying to zero in on his why, he turned to me and asked, "What if your only motivation has ever been money? What if that's your only driver?" And I said, "There always comes a place and a time where that motivation runs out. Whenever you reach that number, whatever it is, on the extrinsic side, that motivation will be gone." He leaned forward, put his head in his hands, and said, "That's me." He'd gotten that extrinsic motivator. He'd reached 7 figures, and the well had run dry. I'll put it this way. Most of us don't feel particularly motivated to go search for fresh drinking water every day. Why? Because it's always right there in our house. Once we have it, the drive to seek it isn't going to be enough to spur us onward. He and I had to go on a journey together and dig deep to determine his intrinsic motivation. We had to find out what his purpose was, what his cause was, and what did he believe. I'm sharing this story because everything else in this book will return to that intrinsic motivation. If you want to see success on any platform, you're going to connect with more people. If you want to activate your resolve, then you have to know, deep down, what will drive you. To put in the work, bring the effort, and stay up all night to make even a single connection happen. To be yourself, you have to find yourself. That requires a journey. It involves a process of looking inside and seeing who you are. What is your story? What is your driver? How can you share these with others? Now that we're at the end, I want everyone to take a moment to go back to their Why I Recruit document. I know I've harped on it, but it's the most important aspect of seeing success as a recruiter and a leader. It might be the main key to, as the title says, dominating recruiting in the digital world. Your story is powerful, and it has a powerful ability to pull. It will pull you forward. It will pull others closer to you. This book represents a lot of work. It took a lot of work for the team at 4C to create, and it details a process that will require a great deal of effort from you. If you're just doing that for extrinsic motivators like money, attention, or anything like that, then it's unlikely you'll be able to find the resolve required to make your online presence true to yourself. You'll be tailoring your posts and presence around how to get more, instead of how to be more. These types of posts will reduce the impact of your leadership. But when you find the intrinsic motivator that makes you want to recruit and lead, you can always return to it. Your posts will be in service of something much deeper, and they'll resonate strongly with your audience. Radically change how you recruit online. Find your story, tell it, and be yourself. If you do these things well, you will experience greater success than you ever imagined.